Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and thank you for tuning in again. It's always good to share some time with you, especially since I know you're all going stir crazy out there. I know you were really looking forward to hearing our show today, so we're going to get all of our special guests here and introduce them, and our regular guests, which are Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hello.
Mary is, they're not guests, they're part of the panel. Mary is the author of rightwinggranny.com also. You also hear on the Lockwood Phillips Show on a regular basis. We have Hal and Rainer James with us.
Hey, yo.
And we have a couple of guest speakers. Jerry Scheel with the God and Country Alliance is with us, Christian Alliance, that is.
Good to be here. Thank you.
And then we have Mark Jones from way out there on the other side of the state.
Glad to be here, Rick. Thank you for inviting me.
All right.
We taught Mark everything he knows. He went out there in Surrey County and turned it just bright red out there.
Yeah.
I learned a few tricks from the folks in Craven County while I was there.
He used to live up in Grifton.
That's right. Used to live out in the country there between Grifton and Vanceboro for 23 years. So.
And we also have the publisher of the County Compass newspaper, Mr. Jeff Adelette, is with us today.
Yes, sir, Rick. Thank you. Delighted to be with you.
All right. Well, Jeff, I'm going to go ahead and start off the show with you. That way, if you've got something else you want to do, you wanted to make an announcement. Jeff has been very good to CCTA as far as providing space in his publication. We have a whole page on a weekly basis.
And, two pages this time, Rick.
Two pages. Wow. Yep. The CCTA, what's the official title, Rainer?
Your Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association in Action.
There you go. And Rainer is the one that puts all that together for us. We have Miss Connie Hanna, who does the Trump report card. And then Rainer gets contributions from other members and guests, and she puts that page together. And Jeff publishes it for us. So, Jeff, right now with the COVID virus thing going on, you're not doing any printed papers. So how are people getting them?
Well, we made that decision last week, which would have been our April 2nd issue. And incidentally, it was our 11th anniversary last week, April 2nd. Oh, and we have just been forced. Yes, thank you. We were forced to go online for several reasons. Number one, as Hal and Rainer know, and you do too, Rick, we have a lot of distribution points that are small businesses. We have and the restaurants, since they have been unfortunately asked to close and are only doing cyberspace takeouts or whatever the term is, we don't have the distribution capability that we need to have to benefit our advertisers. So we made the decision to go entirely online, and I want you, the CCTA group, and your listeners to know that it is indeed a temporary measure. When all of these orders are lifted, we will immediately come back with our printed product, which we're very, very proud of. But right now, my purpose in being with you this evening is to say, readers, listeners, just Google County Compass Online. That's all you need to put into the search bar there, County Compass Online, and your online version of the County Compass will pop right up. And I hope you enjoy it. It reads like a newspaper. It's not your bland page. It's like you're literally turning the page. And on this week, as Rainer mentioned, on page 6 and 7 are the CCTA pages, and they look great. People pick up our paper specifically for what CCTA is doing on that page each and every week. And we thank your group so much.
Well, Jeff, we thank you, and happy anniversary to you and your staff. Well, we're glad to hear that at least you're getting some activity out of our page. We get a lot of compliments.
No question. It's an important part of our paper, and we're ecstatic about being just part of your outreach efforts, which are phenomenal, including this radio show each week.
Well, I'd like to encourage our listeners, if you have not been enjoying the County Compass because you just haven't seen it at any of your local businesses or whatever, now it's available to everybody worldwide. Jeff told you how to get there. You just search for County Compass online, and it'll pop up there. And it's a very well-functioning application. It's just like reading a newspaper, only it's on your computer screen. And Jeff, congratulations on getting that up so quick.
Thank you, Rick. And we have made a decision that we'll, it's a sort of a blessing in disguise. We'll resume with our printed paper at some point, but we will absolutely positively keep the digital version online each and every week.
Good. I think that's a good move, and you'll get more exposure that way.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Jeff, thank you for joining us this evening. We'll go ahead and move on in the show now. But first, and I know you're familiar with this because you have a lot of sponsors in your paper, we're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in 4 sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Again, I'm your host, Rick Hopkins. You've just heard from, before the break, our special guest, Jeff Adelette, publisher of the County Compass newspaper. And we're so glad to find out that he's able to continue getting that out online. Just go to your search engine and search for County Compass Online. That's County Compass Online. All right, we got another special guest with us here tonight. Needs to make an announcement, and that's Jerry Shield, the God and Country Christian Alliance. They normally have their meetings on what, the third Tuesday, first, second Tuesday?
Third Monday, Rick.
See, I knew I'd get it right eventually. Third Monday.
Yeah,
look,
third
I got
Monday.
Too many meetings to keep up with. So.
Yeah, but, well, for the month of April, we decided we normally meet the third Monday of every month at Mortals Barbecue in New Bern. This month, in talking to Vice Chairman Jim Corr, we decided to forego this month's meeting. And more than likely, we're going to have a virtual meeting. When Jim and I talked about 2 weeks ago, he suggested if we do have a virtual meeting, let's make the subject anything but COVID-19. So. We'll probably go with that type of a direction, but we'll send out a notice to our folks to let them know how to do it and how to go about tuning in and what the subject matter might be.
All right. Well, if we can help you with that in any way, we're already set up because we're doing virtual right now. Let me know. We'll be glad to assist you in that. But while we've got you here, can you tell us a little bit about the organization?
Well, the God and Country Christian Alliance was formed in 1994, originally as the Craven Pamlico Christian Coalition. And a few years ago, we decided to change our name to the God and Country Christian Alliance. Ever since 1994, the organization has sponsored the God and Country Banquet every year. The first few years, the dates were moved around a little bit. Now we try to keep it in keeping with our regular meetings. The God and Country Banquet is normally held on the third Monday in September. And so the organization is nonpartisan, nonprofit, and our focus is on family values issues, that are important. We're nonpartisan, but that doesn't mean we don't have opinions. And we're very focused, very much to conservative values in most cases. But we do foster lively debate, and we try to have candidate forums at opportune times. And all candidates are invited, regardless of party. And we try to have a good debate. Sometimes you gotta get our folks to be a little bit more aggressive, if you will, in some of the questions that they ask. But by and large, we try to get the candidates to opine on their views on conservative Christian values.
Hal?
I'm hoping, Jerry, and everybody, that CCTA and God and Country Christian Alliance can coordinate and work together and getting a good debate with all candidates invited from all parties sometime before the November election. That'd be good, too.
It would, indeed. Yep.
Well, Jerry, there's another big event I notice y'all participate in every year, and that's where we see you lined up and down the side of the highway.
Yeah, that's the annual Life Chain. That's usually held on the first Sunday in October. It's actually a nationwide event. New Bern has again been involved with that. I think I think Carol and Walter Leake are the ones that actually started that event, even before the Craven Pamlico Christian organization coalition was started. So it's been around for even longer than 94. And we do get a permit from the city. We gather usually from Walmart on one side of the street and the mall in New Bern on the other. And yeah, it's been a bittersweet event as far as the number of people are concerned. And we try, one of our churches that is very pro-life actually decided to hold their church picnic on the same day and same time for a couple of years, but I think we got that straightened out. But it's one day a year that we do this, only for 1 hour, and we ask our folks not to engage, don't give thumbs up if people are honking their horns in the affirmative, and don't scowl at somebody that might wave with a certain finger. It's a prayerful time, a 1 hour of prayer and stand. We all hold posters that vary in support of the unborn. And it's a good event. And some people, that's their thing. It's not mine. I'd rather be talking to legislators or something like that than stand along the street. But I think it's important. Right. It's a very small price to pay to stand up for those that can't stand up for themselves. So,
all right.
I don't invite people to.
Jerry, I especially remember one of your God and Country Christian Alliance banquets in which you had Judge Paul Newby as a guest speaker. And he just entertained us beautifully. He was great. And you've had arranged to have some really good banquets.
Well, thank you. Paul Newby, for the last several years, has been our MC. And then the one you're talking about, Hal, he was actually the guest speaker. So he gets to entertain the crowd usually every year. One of the biggest criticisms we've had with that banquet is we don't get folks out in a timely manner. We try to get them out of there by 9 o'clock. And when I was the MC, we always struggled to do that, which is a nice way of saying we never did it. and I usually got some complaints about it. So figured, well, let's get a judge and a Supreme Court judge at that. And by golly, he gets us out of there at the opportune time. Nobody violates the time clock with Judge Newby.
Well, Jerry, we thank you for giving us an update. And once again, you're the third Monday of every month, usually at Moore's Barbecue. But because of the virus situation, you'll be most likely doing a virtual event this coming Monday.
That's correct. Thank you. We appreciate the opportunity to get the info out.
Well, I wish y'all could see Mark Jones. I believe he's got on his wildlife officer's uniform, and I believe he's out been arresting bears again or something.
No, not in uniform, Hal.
Well, I see the patch on there.
That's just a turkey hunting shirt from Walmart.
All right. Well, let's take another quick break to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and get to talk to Mark a little bit.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we've got a special guest here from the western part of the state, from Surry County. Used to be here in Craven County. Don't know what we did to run him off, but he took off and left. And that's Mark Jones. Mark, tell us what you're doing out in Surry County.
Well, Rick, after 23 years in Craven, we moved to the western part of the state about 4.5, 5 years ago, and I've stayed involved. I learned a lot from you folks down in Craven, and I'm chairman of the Surry County Republican Party and active on the state Republican Party Executive Committee, and just try to do my part to further conservative values in this country and fight socialism.
Okay. Well, you sent out a little letter talking about this virus situation, and you want to tell us a little bit about your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, and in my position now, a lot of times people look to me up here for an opinion, and I've actually waited a while, a lot of consideration and thought. And those that don't know me, I've got a background 30 years as a wildlife scientist. I don't claim to be a doctor, but and as I look at this COVID-19 situation, I've come to the conclusion, you know, that we can't let the cure be worse than the disease. And you know, President Trump is right in his instincts to try to put America back to work as soon as possible. The media has grossly overstated the lethality of this disease, and I don't want to, you know, certainly any death is a tragedy and we should be doing everything possible to protect the vulnerable and the elderly, but you know, I've pulled together publications from Stanford University and the New England Journal of Medicine that show that for the vast majority of people infected with this virus, it's a very mild illness. And I feel like that we are, you know, seem to be being told by the media that we've got to sacrifice our American way of life for who knows how much longer, for months, maybe years, and that we've got to sacrifice our freedoms, our liberties, our economy to fight this disease. And I just don't think that's the case. I think that if you look at what's happening with infection rates, they're dropping. If you look at what's happening
with some of the models, which models are, you know, they're just educated guesses. They're proven to be wrong. And we've got to find a way to put America back to work. And we've got to stop being afraid to look into the facts on this disease. The same day that North Carolina announced its first two deaths from COVID-19, there were five people died in North Carolina from the flu. And the media did not tell you that. Then when we find a drug like hydroxychloroquine that appears to be remarkable things to treat this disease, the media wants to diminish the opportunity to use that, and they want to make fun of the president and criticize him. Yet we're seeing evidence, more and more evidence from independent doctors that the drug, you know, works. It's been used for 65 years to treat malaria. It's used to treat lupus. They've yet to find a person with lupus that has got COVID-19, so it's also a prophylactic drug. Not only will it treat the disease, it will keep you from getting the disease, apparently. And my point is that the media wants to portray this disease almost like the zombie apocalypse, and we have to lock down society for the foreseeable future. And I don't think that's the case. I think it's time to start looking at the facts, looking at the data. There are tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that have had this disease and not been tested because they had mild reactions. And that's starting to come out in little bit by little bit. The media is not really emphasizing it, but there's more and more coming out on that. And those people, you know, the death rates of this disease are being greatly exaggerated by the media. Yes. Because they're not counting all the untested people in the denominator in the equation when you figure the number that die divided by the number infected. So my point is not to say that this is not a tragedy for some people, for people with underlying conditions and health problems, but we cannot sacrifice our American way of life, our liberties, our freedoms, and our economy out of fear. We've really got to reassess where we're going as a country, and we've got to start finding a way to put America back to work.
I agree with you. Mark, my opinion now, I'm not saying this is the opinion of CCTA, but it is my personal opinion that it's kind of convenient that this is going on just before the election, and that they're calling for wanting to do voting by mail, which opens up the door for all kinds of fraud and abuse of our electoral system. And I do believe there's a connection here with the way the media is trying to ramp up the fear and panic over this virus. You know, it's COVID-19. It's not COVID number one. It's been here for a while. This may be a little bit different strain, a different mutation, but we've had the COVID virus around for a while. Never had any kind of reaction like this to it or to any other disease that we've experienced. When HIV came in, they didn't have this much panic over that. So, you know, I think they're using it as a golden opportunity to try to push their narrative that they want to go to vote by mail, because I think that's the only way they feel like they're going to be able to win the election.
Rick, I think you're right. I think that the Democrats, and I've tried to, you know, stay away from that political side, but you're right. The Democrats are trying to use this to advance every socialist wish list on the planet. Mail-in voting, online voting, tight government control. There's even been talks of having the government take over businesses and the banks because of this. Yes. The United Nations wants a 10% tax on every country to fight COVID-19. You know, these are anti-American proposals. And in my opinion, and I think you would agree, this is trying to scare the American people into giving up rights and freedoms in order to let them advance their socialist agenda. I feel like we've taken a giant step down the road towards socialism in the last few weeks. And I think it's time we start letting our elected officials know enough is enough. Support the president, because you can tell his instincts are to fight this. His instincts are to put us back to work. You can tell in the press conferences he's facing a hostile media, a gotcha media, and he's doing the best he can. I'm very disappointed in a lot of our Republican leaders. And again, as a Republican chairman, this may be something that gets me in trouble. But the hurried, nonsensical way in which we passed the $2.2 trillion bill, I think was shameful on both parties. Objective analysis now shows us that most of those bills does nothing to fight COVID-19. There's a lot of pork in there. We need leaders to step up and be deliberative and think and act with some reason and principle and really think about the implications of what's going on for our long-term future of this country.
Agreed. Rainer?
Rick, I agree with every word that's come out of Mark's mouth, and I've observed that it is made from some really strange bedfellows. It wasn't necessarily surreptitiously brought forward as a weapon against America. However, the communist Chinese have jumped on the bandwagon. The American press has jumped on the bandwagon, and the left has jumped on the bandwagon of changing America from what it was designed to be and all the freedoms that Mark was talking about to a buttoned up, locked down, wimpish, full of serfs country. And I despise that. I think it's time to push back. I think it's time to let our people, you know, governors are taking some draconian measures. I heard one instance of a woman with a fussy baby was taking the baby for a ride, and a policeman stopped her and asked her what she was doing out of the house. She was supposed to be at home. That's ridiculous.
All right. We're getting a lot of that in different areas. Mary?
I just wanted to go back to something Mark said about the number of deaths. And I have been watching the Trump press conferences, and they're very interesting. But one of the comments made by Dr. Birx, who was part of the task force, was that the government is counting COVID deaths anytime a person tests positive for the virus. They may have gone into the hospital because they had a stroke, they had a heart attack, they had kidney failure, whatever. But if they test positive, they're counted as a COVID-19 death, regardless of whether or not that's what actually caused their death.
Yeah, that's Mary, excuse the numbers a lot.
Mary, tell about the thing you've got on right-wing granny about one cardiac patient who escaped a COVID-19 death.
Well, Dr. Mark Siegel is someone who makes the rounds of talk radio and TV shows on a fairly regular basis. And he was on Tucker Carlson the other night. And I'm going to quote him. He said, "Tucker, I want to tell you about a 96-year-old man in Florida who one night said, 'I don't think I'm going to make it. I feel very weak. The end is coming. I'm coughing. I'm short of breath. I can't get up from the couch.' The next day, he was on hydroxychloroquine and antibiotics according to his cardiologist. He got up the next day, and he was fine. This man is my father." So Dr. Siegel saw it firsthand, saw the cure in action firsthand.
And that's what the press is making so much fun of and attacking Trump for suggesting that it's a very good way to proceed when somebody has that problem.
Yeah. Bob?
You know, one of the underlying things also on the attributing the death to COVID-19 is apparently the federal government has admitted that they will pay full price for any death related to COVID-19, even if you're an uninsured patient. So I think that's an incentive to say, oh, it must be COVID-19.
I hadn't heard that one yet. Mary?
I want to go back again to Mark's comments and everybody's comments about the media. This week, in one of the press conferences, there was a very rude question asked. I don't remember the exact wording of the question. And President Trump immediately looked at the person asking the question and said, "Are you working for the communist Chinese?"
Yes.
She was. And the way she got in there was the head of the White House Correspondents Association is a rotating position. And somebody gets it for a certain period of time and then it goes to somebody else. And Jonathan Carl happens to be the current head. And he brought in this person who is actually working for the Chinese Communist Party into the White House press room. Now, last week, a reporter from One American News was asked to leave because she wasn't part of the rotation.
Chanel Rion.
One American News is asked to leave and we bring in a Chinese communist reporter. There's something wrong with that.
Right. Now that you mentioned One American News, they did a special on the COVID-19, and you can find that on YouTube. Search for COVID-19 and One American News on YouTube, and I think you'll find it. I haven't watched the whole thing yet, but the beginning of it looked pretty interesting. Hal?
Hey, Rick, Mark seems so confident and expressing himself so well on that. I think maybe Jeff Idolet would welcome an article that he would write for the County Compass, especially since we're going. Yeah, what do you think, Jeff? I think we could use that.
Absolutely, yes. Everything that Mark just said would be ideal for our paper, so bring it on.
I've actually already written that and distributed it by email. Hal and Rainer and Rick all have copies, and I'm willing to share it with you directly if I have your contact, Jeff.
I forwarded it to you today already, Jeff.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Then it will appear in the County Compass next week.
All right.
Right, Jeff. Yes, sir.
The other thing that I would like to add, and it's a slight diversion, is this current situation is pitting our constitutional rights against sensibility. The reason that I say that is because I was listening to an interview with folks from Emerald Isle and Atlantic Beach and whatever, that they're trying to discourage the people from coming down from Raleigh. Well, discouraged. They're probably preventing the people. And they were also talking Topsail Island. And I think Dare County is the same situation. And going up to New York, if you look at the Hamptons, it's the same situation. People are escaping the clusters of population and going out to these seasonal places. Well, the seasonal place doesn't have the infrastructure right now to keep them fed, to keep them, to give them the medical services that they need, to even give them the emergency services that they need. It's because it's off season; they're not ready for that. Having a daughter up in New York and seeing the people escaping New York going to the Hamptons, they have decimated every grocery store out there. From all of the normal full-time residents, the ultra-rich have bought 6 or 7 freezers, and they've decimated the whole area. There's nothing out there, and they're expecting full service from a skeleton crew. And I think this is putting us against our own constitutional rights. Where is sensibility versus the constitutional responsibilities? I'm going to say.
Hal?
Hey, Jerry mentioned that they hold their meetings there at Moore's Barbecue. And I just wanted to mention, not only do they have a really great meeting place, but they've been faithful sponsors of our CCJ's Wake Up Call for now for over 6 years.
Well, thank you, Hal. And that's a good place to insert another break to hear from our sponsors. And folks, why don't you go out and visit our sponsors at their drive-through locations. Moore's is still having drive-through service, and some of our other sponsors also. Tell them you heard about them here on CCTA Wake Up Call.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Mark, you gave us a lot of good information a while ago on the virus. You got anything else you want to add to that?
Well, just a couple points to reiterate, just to try to get people out there to put things in perspective and not be quite so scared. And again, I've looked at the papers from the New England Journal of Medicine, Stanford University, other professors around the nation, even some authored by Anthony Fauci, who's on TV every day. The actual death rate of this disease, once it's all settled out and we actually have good numbers, is going to be way below 1%. Okay, everybody needs to not let the media scare them completely out of their wits. Second, you know, the media has intentionally done this, as we've already talked about, and I want to give two quick examples. CBS did a show last week in which they filmed an Italian hospital, which is a disaster, and tried to present it as coming from New York City. They were caught. And they admitted this in the New York Post. Everything I'm telling you can be verified. The New York Post exposed them and CBS apologized. Of course, they apologized they bury the apology while they ran with the original story as a mainstream story to millions of people. Second thing, they put a nurse on who claimed she was scared to go to work because she didn't have personal protective equipment. Turns out that nurse had been unemployed for a year and appears to have, if anybody watches her and goes back and looks at her Facebook posts and stuff, she appears to have some mental issues, probably can't get a job. So I just want to point out to folks, don't be scared out of giving up your American liberties and your freedoms long term. We're going to get through this thing in the next couple weeks. We've got serious issues we need to be thinking about in terms of our national economy and our rights and freedoms, our constitution, you know, our American way of life. We cannot give it up out of fear. And Americans need to really, really study these things and contact their elected officials. And we've got to start asking a lot of hard questions.
And folks, this is time for you guys to just kind of wake up. This is your wake-up call, your CCTA wake-up call. And we've told you, if you're a longtime listener, you've probably heard us talk about it before. Mainstream media is one of your worst enemies as far as giving you bad information. If all you're depending on is ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, those mainstream media outlets like that, even Fox News, you know, there's been some changes in the management there, and they're starting to drift a little bit. Those sources are not always, well, they've been caught outright lying, faking videos. Mark was just telling you about this girl on Facebook. It was a fake video. I want you to take the time to do some research for yourself. If you use Google, and we've been trying to tell you for a long time not to use Google because Google was censoring and filtering its search results. So you were not getting accurate information there anyway. You were getting a left-wing narrative that was being pushed out to you. Well, those filters have been removed, and I won't go into details on who and how all that happened, but the filters, the algorithms were changed a few weeks back. So now those search terms that used to would not show up when you search for them in Google, they do show up. And you can find out a lot of information. The Mockingbird project. This was a project back in, I think it's the 40s, 50s, the CIA started. And what it was they would push out to the media their talking points that they wanted to get across. And that is still in effect today. You may have seen some videos where they showed clips from all the different mainstream media sources saying the exact same thing, all in unison. Almost verbatim, word for word. And that's because you have six corporate entities that own all the mainstream media. And the Mockingbird points are pushed out at 4 a.m., I think it is, or 3 a.m., I can't remember now. But those are the talking points. Those are the news stories for today. And you'll notice all of them are pushing those same narratives. But you go on Google now and you can search for stuff and find out for yourself, because it will pop up. I still prefer that you not use Google, that you would use DuckDuckGo or one of the other ones that doesn't track you and everything else. But anyway,
Yippee.
Yes. I saw somebody with their hand up. Who was that? Mary? Bob?
Yeah, the other thing that I would like to bring up, I think, is right now we're in the situation where the president is having essentially a nightly update and bringing a lot of people up to the podium to explain the positions these are fluid positions, and they're being grilled by the press. Now, the one thing that I would like to do is I would like to propose to that President Trump be given a PhD in journalism, because he is teaching all of those how to ask questions and how to get caught asking stupid questions.
I'd like to point out too, Bob, thanks for bringing that up, that before this all started, he was, the press called him a dictator. He wouldn't share information. He wasn't doing any of these press conferences and all that. And now they can't get him to shut up, and it's killing him.
Did you guys hear the media member that asked President Trump if he was going to close the grocery stores?
Yeah, I did.
That's scary. That is scary. I've watched the press conference, and that is how brain dead some of the members of our media are. They want to close the grocery stores. You talk about panic in the streets. And Trump looked at the person like, you got to be an idiot. And he didn't actually excoriate the guy like he usually did. He kind of moved on to another question, like that was even too dumb to answer.
Well, unfortunately, Mark, you're right. There's not just in the media, it's rampant throughout our government. The number of officials, governors and state representatives and all that would like to push to close down everything.
They take over business.
It blows my mind that they're willing to think in that mindset.
Nationalize the bank.
In any way appropriate. It is an outrage.
It should scare people more than the virus, the way some of these officials think about taking over business, taking over banks,
taking over our rights, that's much more scary to me than the virus.
Right. If any of you folks out there sitting on the fence wondering what socialism would be like, there's your preview.
This is a taste of it. That's a good point, Rick. We're seeing a taste of socialism right now.
I think it's even a taste of universal health care, where they're trying to come up with one solution for everybody everywhere. And we're seeing how it does not work.
You know, never does, never has, never will.
Well, Mark, before we wrap things up, in your letter that you sent out, you had some good recommendations in the last paragraph. You know, we the people are the only ones that are going to be able to change any of this. And as you point out there, if we're tired of all this stuff, there are some things we need to be doing. You want to expand on that?
Yeah, you know, I've sent this to close to 1,000 people, and a lot of people think like we do. They just haven't been able to, they don't have a voice or can't speak out. And what I've encouraged people to do is contact your elected officials, particularly Republicans. They're more likely to be sensible on this issue. And let them know that we don't want to sacrifice our country for perceived safety. I mean, we want to protect the vulnerable and the elderly. We want to fight this disease, but we do not want to become Venezuela to try to fight this disease. And we need to let our elected officials know that. And we need to support the president and the vice president. They're doing a remarkable job against a hostile media. A lot of the things they're doing, they have to do because the media would cause more panic. And we need to support the president, and we need to give our Republican officials some backbone to have them stand up. And we just need to speak out and say we don't want to see our country destroyed by bad policy, unconstitutional actions, and we don't want to see it destroyed out of fear. We want to see people stand up for this country.
That's good. And also, folks, you have a great opportunity in the age of the internet. As you go through YouTube and search and come up with the things that expose the truth, you need to be pumping that out there and sharing it with everybody you can. Make sure you supply the source so it's not just an opinion, but you actually back it up with factual sources. Hal?
I'm trying to remember which one of our founding fathers said the man that's willing to give up his liberty for safety will end up with neither.
Benjamin Franklin said those who would sacrifice liberty for a little bit of safety will have neither.
Right. I hope y'all have enjoyed the show today. We appreciate Jeff Idlett from the County Compass newspaper. Again, take a look at that if you're not familiar with it online. Just in your search engine, type in County Compass Online, and you'll get to take a look at that. Jerry Scheel with the God and Country Christian Alliance. Thank you for telling us a little bit about that organization. And I'm encouraging people to please, third Monday every month here in New Bern at Moore's Barbecue, come out and join us. It's a good fellowship. He always has good speakers lined up. And you'll enjoy it and you'll come back, I'm sure. You'll also get to have some really good food while you're there. And Mark Jones, you're doing a great job out there in Surry County, and we're glad we taught you well and you took it somewhere else and shared it.
Thank you guys for all the things you taught me in Craven County, and thank you for having me on tonight.
All right. And, of course, we want to thank our regular panelists, Bob and Mary Griswold. Like I said, Mary is the publisher of rightwinggranny.com. It's a conservative blog. And I was surprised when I first met Mary and she told us about her blog, how many hits she was getting. I almost asked her for her autograph. Mary, what are you up to now?
I don't think so.
How many hits are you getting now?
It goes up and down. My highest recently was 36,000.
36,000. So wow, she's attracted great. Quite an audience. So she must be putting something useful out there.
It is good.
Yes. Yep. I tell you what, Mary takes complicated subjects, pulls articles, excerpts from them, and puts them together with her own commentary, using few words to get a whole lot of information across. It flows beautifully. You feel like, oh, well, I understand that now, soon as you've read one of her pieces.
Right. Well, she does just as good when she's on the radio with Lockwood and sharing some of her stuff there. And, of course, with us. And then we got Howard and Rainer James. Rainer is chairman of our membership committee. And I think she'd like to tell you how to join CCTA.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you what, just send me an email and tell me you're interested, and I'll get you the membership application. It's Rainer, R-A-Y-N-O-R, at cctaxpayers.com. We need members. We've got a lot of hardworking people. We're doing a lot, but we could do a whale of a lot more. And as...
Tell them how expensive it is to join.
Oh, $15 a year.
$15 a year.
Will not break the bank. As Bill Poole says, join CCTA and make your voice heard. It is a way that you can put your oar in. And, you know, we aren't a big national organization, but by George, we can brighten the corner where we are.
I like to say join CCTA and feel good again.
Well, thanks for that, Rainer. And it is Rainer at cctaxpayers.com. And that's because our website is cctaxpayers.com. Please come and visit that. You'll get all the information on our upcoming meetings, and we'll let you know. But we're pretty sure at this point, if we have one this month, it'll be a virtual meeting. So thanks for tuning in. We look forward to being with you again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.